The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish, and he took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms would be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to this." The Gospel of the Lord. And I think it's pretty true to say that when it comes to reading the scriptures, you got to sometimes read between the lines. And as I've said to you many, many times before, that we're so familiar with some of the excerpts from the Gospels because we hear them, maybe we've been coming to Mass most of our lives, that we don't really hear or kind of maybe ask, well, what does that really mean? And so I say that this morning because if we go back for a moment to the Acts of the Apostles, that the same person who wrote the Gospel according to Luke also wrote the Acts of the Apostles. And he's kind of telling people off that they don't understand what is being said. And he says to them a very important phrase, "Now I know, brothers and sisters, that you acted out of ignorance. He's talking about the fact that they didn't accept Jesus when he came. And he's not blaming them. He's saying, well, you did it out of ignorance. And you remember, as Christ was dying on the cross and they were nailing him to the cross, what did he say? Forgive them, for they know not what they do. How does that apply to our lives? Well, most often when you or I commit sin, we do it out of ignorance. We don't really understand what we're doing. You know, and that's why I think it's very, very true to say that most people, and I would particularly mean every one of you here at Mass in particular, I think most of you, and I think myself, I would be incapable of committing a mortal sin. Because because of ignorance and not understanding what I'm doing, a mortal sin would be total rejection of God and everything that he stood for. And I don't think any of us here this morning would ever do that. We might, you know, at times commit a serious sin, like really hurting somebody or taking somebody's good name away or spreading false rumors about somebody. But, you know, we don't always fully appreciate or understand what we're doing. And then we move on to the gospel very briefly. And again, we always actually saw the resurrection as just about Jesus. Whereas it's not just about Jesus, it's very much about each and every one of us. And I go back to Holy Week, and if you think of, try and now picture Jesus as a human being, just like you or I. And as Jesus had an idea of what was going to happen to him, and he knew the writing was on the wall, and he knew that his life was about to be ended, we're told he sweated drops of blood when he thought about that. He was worried. He was terrified. So apply that to ourselves. Suppose you get very bad news, either concerning yourself or concerning somebody that you really love. How do you feel? You feel absolutely terrified. You're traumatized. Maybe you don't know what to do. But then the thing about Jesus was, and this is where an important part of the resurrection and the passion and death and resurrection of Jesus, he made an act of trust in God. He surrendered to God. He made an act of trust in God. And how do I apply that in my life? Well, just like you, life is never smooth. We all encounter difficulties in life. We all meet obstacles. We all meet suffering of one kind or another. And so, just like Jesus, the important question is not, is Jesus God? Jesus was totally human. But more important to ask, is God for me? And can God be trusted?
And the answer is yes, yes. Because God is turning all our crucifixions into life. That's very important to remember. It's interesting that in the last, I'm not sure which day last week, but last week, as we were dealing with different stories about the resurrection in the Gospels and in the readings at Mass, the parable of Jesus feeding the 5,000 came up. And I think that was very interesting. Didn't happen by chance. And I love that parable, but the most important part is not that Jesus could feed 5,000 with a few loaves or fishes, but I think the most important part of that parable was what Jesus said to the disciples when everyone had their fill. Pick up the fragments left over. Don't let anything go to waste. Don't let anything go to waste. And so all the things that happen in our lives, whether they be good or bad or indifferent, are all part of God's beautiful plan. And so I have learned, and I practice in my own life, that whatever comes my way, good, bad, or indifferent, I try and see it as part of God's plan for me. And I say to God, in my own words, well, Lord, I don't really understand what is happening at the moment, but I know that you have something in this for me. And he always has. He always has. It can be, in many instances, a transforming moment in your lives. When you begin to see things totally, totally differently. And so, instead of fighting against those things, I thank God for them. I don't just resign myself, because God, that's not what God wants. Okay, got to be resigned. No. Well, Lord, you know what you're doing, and thank you. And I know you have something in this for me. And if you practice that in your own life, whenever things go wrong, things don't go according to plan, your world is turned upside down. Stop. Stop. And just say, I don't know, Lord. I don't understand. But I know you have something in this for me. Maybe, and almost always, I don't see it at the moment. But as time goes on, I will. And surely, there must be things that happened in your life that at the time seemed, you know, absolutely incomprehensible. But later on, when you looked back, you were able to say, ah, now I know. Now I know. And but for that, I wouldn't be the person I am today. Now, I've had many times like that in my life, and I'm sure you've had also. So everything, God is in everything, in the minutest details, and everything is all part of God's beautiful plan.